Look what the cat drug in, folks, here on Tony Curry Radio. It's our good friend Austin Hanks, of course, home of the Austin Hanks Blues Almighty Show every single Thursday night. It airs at noon and 8, and I don't know if you've gotten on Spotify yet there, Austin, but, man, it is a killer. All of your shows are up on Spotify. All you got to do is search Blues Almighty with an exclamation mark or Tony Curry Radio, and you can go back and listen to a bunch of your shows you've done here on Tony Curry Radio. What's going on, my brother? Everything good?
Can you believe how much fun we're having with this thing?
Dude. Dude, I love it.
I love it.
I do too.
And everybody's loving it. I'm getting correspondence from all over just saying how much they're enjoying that show. So I'm just over the moon about it.
And you know what I love about it, man? It's got such a I said this before, you know, this is your show. So when we first talked, you're like, what can I play? I'm like, dude, it's your show. You pick any songs you want to play on the show. And what I really love, and people come back to tell me, they love when they hear a Slick Lily song. They love to hear your stuff from Alabaster. They love hearing your stuff in the Big Bad Blues Band. So keep churning that stuff out, man. Self-appreciate, brother. Put your own stuff out because it's absolutely killer.
Well, thank you for saying that. That's kind of, I threw that out there, you know, wondering if people would dig it or not, and the response is great every time.
And, of course, you have had some wonderful interviews. Billy Gibbons has joined you on a show. You've had Matt Sorum. You've had Blackberry Smoke, members of that band, on the show. Feel free to continue to do that. I know a lot of people, you whet their appetite for some ZZ Top and Billy F. Gibbons, man. People are like, when's Billy going to be back on Blues Almighty? And I said, hell, I said, I think he hangs out with him like night and day, but they probably watch Wheel of Fortune together. Maybe he just runs some tapes. So anytime you want to get Billy back on the show, do it, all right?
Yeah, he actually told me the other day we were having chips and salsa at a spot in West Hollywood, and he said, man, we ought to get back on the radio as soon as possible. And I said, oh, yeah, let's do it. So we have it planned, but there's definitely a part two coming.
Dude, anytime. Blues Almighty's Austin Hanks joins us right here on Tony Curry Radio. He's taking a few minutes out of his busy schedule. All right, so the mask mandates seem like they're going away. Pete Townsend said that the pandemic is over. So if he says it's over, it must be. How does that affect your work life? I know that you're constantly writing. Every time I follow you on IG and Instagram, you're posting pictures of celebrities and the troubadour. And I saw you hang out with Burt Bacharach. What have you been up to lately? What's been going on?
Yeah, so we've been doing some writing sessions. I'm working on the next record, and then I'm working with some other people on their records, and people are starting to come back to life. It's really fun to see it happen in slow-mo, but I'm in Los Angeles County, which probably has the toughest mandates of anywhere, you know, as far as masks and can't have more than blah, 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 many people in a room at a time and all that stuff. So working from home has been easier, but now I've spent the whole week in a recording studio getting things done for somebody's record, and you know, I feel alive again. It's so awesome.
That's awesome. You know, it's weird because I used to have a roommate who was an artist, right? And I had a birthday coming up like 3 or 4 months out, and he's like, what do you want for your birthday? I said, man, if you would create a piece of art for me, it would be like the most awesome gift I ever got. So my birthday comes, And he got me a watch, and I'm like, where's the piece of art? And he's like, I just wasn't in the mood. I couldn't do it. I couldn't pay anything because I just creatively, I wasn't there. What's it like for you writing music? I mean, do things come to you in your sleep? Do you have a piece of a pen or a piece of paper and a pen near you when something hits you? And do you have creative times of your day or of your month? Does it come, do you make yourself write music? How does that work?
I found that trying to force my hand doesn't really work too well for me. I think I work better when I'm just on a walk or driving, and all of a sudden I have this aha moment. But usually it comes to me in the form of a title. So I'll have a riff in my head, a guitar riff, or a great title for a song, like a old Slick Lily, all that Slick Lily stuff, like that was born of When Mules Wear Diamonds. That just came to my head, and it's like, that's a cool thing. How is that going to be a song? So, you know, that's where the work comes in. But sometimes things come together in 20 minutes. Sometimes it's laborious and takes 2 or 3 weeks to finish, you know, or longer. But I get lucky sometimes, and I'll have an epiphany. But Yeah, I just I kind of roll with it when it hits me. I don't really force the hand.
Have you ever had a situation where you had a song idea and you knew it was great, but you just couldn't break through the ceiling, and so you shelf it, you go back to it maybe a week later, start reworking a little bit, but you just can't seem to get past a particular point, but you know it's something you don't want to let go of, and you just shelf it for a while? How's that work?
Yeah, I've done that many times where I revisit it and revisit it and revisit it. Sometimes it never becomes anything. It was just like a really cool idea that left me. But other times it becomes something that I'm super proud of that I play every night on stage or whatever. So it's a hit or miss. It's a coin toss. Once I let go of it and I revisit it later, there's a 50-50 chance that it'll never become a song.
Well, Alliston Hanks joins us right here. Blues Almighty airs every single Thursday at noon and 8 right here on Tony Curry Radio. And, of course, you can now hear all of his episodes, thanks to our director of personnel and James Michael Keyes for putting all those together. You can hear it on Spotify. They actually reached out to us for our partnership, so we're happy to be in bed with those fine folks. So I got several people in the studio here, and they want me to ask you more questions about Billy Gibbons. So I'm like, this is Alliston Hanks, man. He's a rock star in his own right. But they want to know, they want to know what's Billy Gibbons like off stage. You mentioned the fact that you were in Hollywood having salsa and chips with Billy Gibbons. What is Billy doing in his downtime?
Okay, so there's a saying among all of his friends: there's cool, and then there's Billy Gibbons cool, and he's on a whole nother level. He is in stage clothes 24/7.
Really?
He gets out of bed. And I swear it's true. He gets out of bed and puts on what he will wear on stage that night. And that's what he runs around in. And he's like an 18-year-old kid. He's got more energy than anybody I've ever seen. And whenever we're in living on a bus with him is such a trip. You just can barely keep up. But I'll give you an example. One night I'm asleep in my bunk on the bus. We're cruising down the highway. It's 3 or 4 in the morning. And I hear Billy speaking through the little curtain. "Hey, Alliston, are you awake? Alliston, are you awake?" My heart started pounding. I thought he was sick or something was really wrong or there's a problem, you know? And I said, "Yeah, I'm awake." I wasn't, of course. It's like 3 or 4 in the morning. But, he said, "Put on your pajamas and come to the front coach as quick as you can." And now my heart's pounding. And I get dressed and I go up there, and he's sitting at his computer with a computer open. He pulls off the headphones and he said, "Sit down, put on these headphones. I found footage of Hound Dog Taylor playing some blues that I've never seen this shit before. This is so awesome." And we stayed up till daylight watching that stuff.
That is great.
It's so crazy. He's still so passionate about it. Every night before we go on, he'll lean over to me. We're wearing guitars on the side of the stage, and he'll lean over to me and he'll say something like, "Can you believe we get to do this? Can you believe we bang on these instruments for a living? This is crazy." And it still hasn't hit him. I was like, "You've been doing this for 50 years.
Yeah.
He's still so passionate about it. It's so awesome.
It's awesome, man. It's great. All right. So I've got a couple other people here. They want to know what some of you've done the Nick part one and part two. You've done Southern Blues. You've done the blues from City Stages. What are some of your other show ideas we can look forward to in the next few weeks?
Yeah. I've done one on the 80s revival,
yep.
You know, with Stevie Ray and Fabulous Thunderbirds and Stray Cats and all the guys that brought it all back. I got several coming up that are, let's say they're going to be surprises because I have some special guests and I can't tell you who they are yet, but, it's going to focus a lot on their music and the blues impact on their albums over the years. So I got that coming. I thought about doing an episode all about the making of Alabaster because I had Steve Ferrone, the drummer for Tom Petty for the last 25 years on drums, and Billy on guitar, Ricky Medlock on guitar from Lynyrd Skynyrd. So it was an all-star cast to make that record. And I thought about playing some of those songs and telling some stories.
Dude, I got some ideas. It's great. And just this past week, George Thorogood celebrated his 72nd birthday. I don't know if you saw my Tony Curry challenge to you on Instagram, but I was going to see if you had a picture of you and George. Have you met George before?
You know, I don't have a picture, but I've hung out with him several times. And we even had a drink together at a place called Mexicali in Studio City. And we have a mutual friend, and he was asking about, remember the song Chucky's in Love?
Oh, yeah.
So that's about this guy named Chuck Weiss. He recently passed. He had some failing health, and we were mutual friends of his. And I was asking him about how Chuck was doing. And he said, let's get a margarita and talk about him. And so we had a good time just kind of catching up. I should have whipped out the camera, but I didn't.
It's all right,
if I'd have known this challenge was coming, I would have.
He's a hell of a nice guy, and so are you, man. Hey, thank you so much for your time. We'll look forward to you every single Thursday. And again, make sure you go to Spotify and you listen to all the Austin Hanks Blues Almighty shows. Heard exclusively here on Tony Curry Radio. A lot of people, for whatever reason, can't listen at noon or 8 on Thursdays. You can go back and listen to all the great shows. Matt Sorum's on there. Billy Gibbons is on there. It goes on and on and on. Of course, a whole host of other great rock legends and blues legends are going to join you on your show as well. Peace, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you so much, Tony.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.